Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Heretofore to invest in if you're in Canada. So we have a couple international viewers who are like, great, I've been hearing you scream about VOO, VTI. What is the Canadian equivalent? So write this down. VFV is the S&P 500 equivalent. Number two, VDY is a high dividend yield investment that you can make. Number three, VGV is the Canadian government bond. And number four, VRE is a real estate ETF. So there's been a lot of debate on if you should go for a short target or a bigger target. And I'll do a more detailed breakdown of this at Market Mondays Live in Houston, right? But the answer is, for the next 180 trading days you have, I want you to only go for big targets. I've talked to two or three people who said they've left any, if they started with a small account, let's say $5,000, they left between $50,000 and $90,000 on the table, not going for longer targets. And for those that have bigger accounts, like $100,000 to $500,000, they left up to $15 million on the table, not going for bigger. I know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It gives you more heart palpitations to go for a longer target. But you want to have your money work for you and it actually be an asset. Because if we look at it, scalping actually is a liability. Tune into the new season of Assets and Liabilities on Revolt coming soon. But you have to go for bigger targets exclusively. If there's one thing I can do over, I would have you guys do that. JP Morgan's... Well, one of the guys, that Marko Kalanovic, doesn't see a protracted bear market or recession coming soon. We'll see. I think we're going to have a dead cat bounce. I told you guys, look for 39 on the VIX. We hit there. Now we're going to see the market pop up in our favor. Now, if we can break through some key levels, let's see if we can stay to the upside. But until we get to China, Russia, Ukraine, love triangle worked out, we won't be back to the upside for a long period of time, but we shall see. What do you think about these three stocks? Everyone's asking me about Lockheed, Raytheon, Northrop. I think they're great, but you don't want to hedge based on defense on going to war if it would not be a primary in your top four. So regardless of what's going on, can these three be Apple, Microsoft, and Google? Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon. If not, I would not place them there. But overall, they are safe defensive stocks. Saudi Arabia, oh God, we'll talk about this in a second when I get off of slides. But Saudi Arabia is attempting to swap the dollar for the Chinese yuan. Oh my God, if this happens, and I talked about it before, if we get removed as a standard for the petrodollar, we can be in trouble. But we're going to talk about this in a second. The three commodities you should add to your watch list. So we talked about this briefly at South by Southwest. For those of you who missed it, I want to give you three that you can focus on. One, live cattle futures. Number two, platinum. So of course, gold has went up, but you can also trade silver. And one that's not talked about a lot is platinum. And then number three, corn. Corn futures, ZC. Look at that market. Look at that 5 year. Tell me what the overall direction is and tell me how you would trade it in chat. Should I use a wide stop or a short stop when trading? I'll say this. You still need to practice your 300 trades. But if I had to do it over, I would start everyone on a wider stop. So if your stop is too tight, that is a trading liability. Now, you don't want to have it so wide that you'll ruin your account. But you don't want to shorten the probability of you wanting to trade. Have any of you ever, like, let's say in a futures market, been in the trade, you had a stop, it hit your stop, and then all of a sudden the market rockets up 300 ticks, and you're like, oh my God, right? Just widen your stop a little bit. If you're doing NASDAQ, 80 ticks should be more than enough, maximum 100, and then from there, you'll be good. Shiba loses 30,000 holders in a single day. Be mindful of the ones that were supposed to go to the moon. They're bottoming out. If any of these get back to 2 cent, 4 cent, I wouldn't mind Doge at 4 cent. Shiba, I'll put a price in next week that I like, but be mindful of these that are falling apart. If we can get them at rock bottom prices, it'd be a good place to possibly invest. The four sites to use to know what insiders are doing, please write this down. Number one, insidemonitor.com. For those who listen on Apple, inside-monitor.com, fintel.io, openinsider.com, and senatestockwatcher.com. Those are the four sites that I go to see what the insider activity is. And I want to remind you of this. You must hold stocks for one generation if you truly want generational wealth. Investing is really simple. And any brand shows this. Like Vince McMahon has not sold WWE. Right? Any major brand people are trying to hold on to for a lifetime, any four companies that you believe in, hold them for 30 years and you will be A-okay. Don't deviate because all the money's in holding long-term. Here are some safe stocks to invest in. Google is one. NVIDIA that I talked about earlier. Intuitive Surgical, Apple, and Microsoft. Troy and Rashad also give the ETFs they like in a second, but these are a few safe stocks that I absolutely love. Here's some dividend stocks. One, Texas Instruments, amazing. Number two, Home Depot. For those of you in construction, I tell you all the time, how do you spend that much money at Home Depot in supplies and material, but you're not investing in the company? You're making them rich. So you should get rich from where you're buying the materials. And if, let's say, a tenant doesn't pay, Home Depot should be paying you enough where you won't even care if a tenant misses a payment. Invest where you are buying. Apple, of course, number three, and then waste management is the last one. And lastly, I love you guys so much. If I've made you money, put yes in chat. We are going to focus on prosperity and profit over propaganda. But let the people know if this is real or not. If Market Mondays has had an impact on you, Red Pandas had an impact on you, Please put yes in chat if I made you money. Love you guys. Over and out.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Scotty, you can breathe, right?
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.